Hi, pal. Welcome to I've Got Your Back, the podcast. My name is Michelle Sutherland, and this is a place where I want to empower and inspire you to tap into the deepest desires of your heart and discover the magic within. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of season 1 of I've Got Your Back, the podcast, and it's all about B Corp. I have loved receiving some of your messages about the first 2 episodes so far. And I just wanted to reiterate, like, when I first launched I've Got Your Back and the whole point of this podcast, one of the main things is to explore things maybe that we don't know about, or things that are very unknown to us, or things that we might never have looked at before. And I think that's really important, because when you're, again, when you foster this mindset of being open and curious, you end up down these paths and finding out things that might not make sense right now, but maybe later on they'll make sense. So I just want to encourage that, and I want to say, keep doing that. So every episode and every season, just be open, just be curious. Some of it might make sense, some of it might not make sense, but sometimes there's little seeds that can be planted at little moments in your life when you're open and curious and you're listening to something new that you would never think to look at before, and then later down the track it all just clicks. So thank you for staying open and curious. Keep that up. It's such a great attribute to have as a human. And yeah, we are going to explore the unknown. And I think for a lot of you listening, this is very unknown. I think many of you thought I was going to do like health and well-being and mindset. And of course, all those things are going to come. But for this first one, B Corp is very new as a movement. It's only been around for 15 years, like I said. So for a lot of you, this might be way over your head, but I want to say well done for just still coming on and listening and learning. Like, fall in love with learning. It's such a powerful way to be. And honestly, I really believe that's why I've had so many experiences in my life, because I've been open and curious and found this love of learning. So really keep doing that. That's all I want to say. So on today's episode, I want to cover off the how. So far we've covered off my B Corp story, how I found out about it. And we've also spoke about the why. Like, why is it important as a business owner to look at B Corp certification in the journey? And also as an everyday person that consumes and buys products, I think that's really important as well, that you are empowered to go into places and buy based off this B, knowing what this B means. I really want to empower you to know what this means. So now we're going to talk about the how. So if you're like, yeah, I really want to explore this as a business owner, or even if you're an employee in a business and you want to take this to your, like, your manager or whoever and say, or your company, say, listen, I think we need to look at this, then this is really what's involved. This is a really practical episode about what it takes. So I'm just going to cover off a couple of things. So in terms of the how, the first step that you need to take in terms of becoming B Corp certified is you need to register your company in the B impact assessment so that you can start to fill out these questions. So basically there's about minimum 200 questions that you need to fill out across 5 different areas of your business. So governance, workers, community, environment, and customers. So these questions go across all those different areas of your business, minimum 200. You have to go to beimpactassessment.net, register your company, and then you get access to the questions. So this is completely free. This tool is amazing. So this is what I said like before, like, even if you don't plan on becoming B Corp certified, like, just going into this tool and looking at the types of questions they ask, and it's almost like there's questions and then there's answers and multiple answers to each question. And these multiple answers I see as a guide, as a framework to look at your business, or look at, or even if you're thinking about building a business, if you're a startup or you've got an idea, like, look at these as a blueprint. It's like, it's so powerful. So I just think anyone can go in there and register their business and just have a little look. So you have to do that. So beimpactassessment.net. And the one thing I'll say that is hugely, hugely important is you need to make sure you select the right track. That means when you go in and register and you say, this is a company name, so make sure you've got the right company name. This is how many employees we have, so full-time employees. This is the country we're in. This is the industry we're in. And then it will ask for another industry. So we'll ask for like a couple of things. The reason that's so important is there's 74 different versions of this assessment. It's like a bit of software. So when you log in and register for the first time and you're putting in your details based on your industry, whether you're maybe manufacturing a product or maybe you're a services business with minor and major environmental footprint, different questions then get like populated into your assessment. Okay, so selecting the right track is hugely, hugely important. I can't emphasize this enough, mainly because if you're on the wrong track with the wrong questions and you get halfway through this process or you get to the end and you've submitted and it gets to the analyst, you're then going to have to change the track and the questions to be on the right track. So it's really, really important that this is right. So make sure you take your time, select the right track on the assessment when you register at beimpactassessment.net. That's the first thing. Number one is what B Corps are all about, is measuring your social and environmental impact. And the way they do that is through this assessment, through these questions. So you have to fill out these questions. You'll see it's actually really user-friendly. It's very intuitive. So you can see the different sections. You can click into the questions. You can select the answers. The thing that I recommend so that you don't get overwhelmed is that you break down these sections bit by bit. So maybe just do the governance first and then the workers and then leave a couple of weeks and maybe do the next one. It's really important because a lot of people get overwhelmed, like 80%, maybe 90% of people don't complete this assessment because they get too overwhelmed. So my advice is break it down and break it down into manageable chunks so that you don't get too overwhelmed. So once you basically go through the assessment, answer all those questions, and if you have an overall score of over 80 with really good evidence, that's really important. Make sure you have evidence for each question. You then submit to B-Lab. And then they have an analyst that they'll assign to your assessment to verify your answers and to check your evidence. Now, the first part of this is really within your control. You can answer all the questions and provide all the evidence as quickly as you like. So you might do that in a month. You might do it in a couple of months. I generally think this entire process of becoming a B Corp takes 6 to 12 months. So the front end is very much up to you. So you can decide how fast you want to go, but make sure it's quality. Make sure you have quality answers and quality evidence. So once you hit over 80, I always recommend going for 90, because when the analyst picks up your assessment, just with the verification process, it's going to go up and down quite a bit. So they'll take points off if they don't quite believe you answered that with the right evidence or you had the appropriate evidence. So I'd say go for 90 so that if you go up and down a bit, at least you've got that buffer of 10 impact points. So yeah, fill out the assessment, go for 90. But if you're over 80, then you submit to B-Lab. Then there's a bit of a waiting period, right? So because there's such high demand for this certification, and to be a part of this movement, there is actually a bit of a wait time. So it could be a couple of months depending on your country. So just be patient. This is obviously a good thing because the verification process is really rigorous, checking that everything you're saying yes to is actually correct. So it might be a few months. There might be a bit of back and forth between the analyst and you answering questions. They might want additional information. So they'll put that in this assessment. They'll do that. So there might be a bit of back and forth. And then they will also, as they get, they'll verify probably 80%, 90% of your assessment, and then they'll ask you to jump on a review call. And normally, as a B consultant, for my clients, I'm always on that with them, because you want to make sure you've got that support. You don't know what they're going to ask. So you go through that sort of final review call. It's about 90 minutes. If after all that, they then, and you're still over 80, and then the analyst sends it for another review from a different group within B-Lab. If after all that, you're still over 80, then you can become a B Corp, and you get all the details that VLab sends you to announce that, and the logo and different things like that. So yeah, I would say the key things are 6 to 12 months. This is for most businesses, that's the project timeline. Can do it faster, but I'd say likelihood that it's probably 6 to 12 months. You're measuring your social environmental impact. You're also going to be accountable legally. So this is really important. So in the governance section, there will be the point where they'll ask, are you going to legally commit to being a benefit organization, to benefit all stakeholders and consider all stakeholders in your decision-making as a company? So that's a legal change that you need to make in your company constitution. Now, depending if you're a small business or a large business, there's slight variances of what that's going to look like. But essentially, you know, there's a lot of information in VLab's websites globally to help you with that. But it's called the legal requirement. So this is us as businesses saying, okay, not only are we going to measure our social and environmental impact and verify that, we're also going to legally commit to looking after all stakeholders as we make decisions for this company, to truly be a purpose-driven business. So that's the legal and the accountability part. And then the third thing is transparency. So after you've gone through all that process, your assessment is publicly available on the B Corp websites, the B Corp directory, and anyone can see your score. They won't be able to see your financial results, that's sort of hidden away, but in terms of your score and where you did well and the questions, that's all going to be publicly available. There'll be a report there that shows how did you actually get this score and what were your scores in the five different sections. So again, this is amazing from being ethical and transparent, because one, as a company, you're willing to put it out there and show that you are doing the work, you are continuously wanting to be a better company, to have a positive impact on your people, your community, and the planet. And it just shows the detail. It shows the detail behind those words. So, and I would also just add here, because I get this question a lot. People ask, how long do I need to be in business for before I can become certified? So you do need to be functioning and have invoiced clients for 12 months before you can apply. So actually received income. Now, that doesn't mean you can't start this early. So if you're a startup and you're, or you're a small business, and you've not got that 12-month, you've not hit that 12-month mark yet, or maybe you've not got your first client, that's okay. You can still be working on this assessment now as you build your business and as you get to that 12-month mark when you can actually apply. And I actually think it's a great idea. I truly believe actually for startups and the startup community, you absolutely need to go through this assessment to align your business to these principles from the outset. I just think it's so powerful. I think it's a missed opportunity for startups and incubators and them not realizing that they can align with this framework and use it as a blueprint to build their business on really strong foundations. And I think that's really important for the startup community. So I would highly recommend that if you're a startup, is get involved, get in there and start answering the questions. We've taken a number of startup founders through this. We've done two cohorts and they just found it so valuable, because as they're building the business in those early stages, they've got this awareness of what it means to maybe select the right suppliers, or you're in those beginning stages of making those decisions. So when you know the assessment questions, you probably make different decisions actually based on what you know after going through the assessment, which is positive, which is a really good thing. So yeah, highly recommend that. So, you know, that's pretty much it in terms of the how. So you have to fill out the B impact assessment, you have to register, choose the right track, measure your social environmental impact, make sure you are making that accountability happen from a legal point of view in your company constitution or your company documents, and you're going to commit to being transparent with the results from your assessment. And minimum 6 to 12 months in terms of the entire process. And if you're a startup, you can absolutely do this now. Or if you've not been in business, or you've not received any income yet in 12 months, that's okay. This assessment is free. This tool is an amazing tool. So get in there, get registered, look at some of these questions, look at some of these answers, and just to familiarize yourself with what's involved. It's really, really powerful. So that's basically how to become a B Corp. It sounds like a lot, but once you're in it, I think the main chunk of your time is going to be with this assessment and filling out the questions and, you know, having the appropriate evidence. And the one tip I'll give you is when you're in the questions, there's a learn more tab, and there's also, you can click on that. If you don't understand the question, click on there, because that will give you a bit more information and allow you to sort of understand what they're asking for, because sometimes that gets lost a little bit. So make sure you're doing that. It is a very rigorous process. However, I see this whole process as being very, very transformative if you allow it. And, you know, some of the answers you might think, why on earth do we need that? Like, we've got two employees, like, why do we need an employee handbook with all these policies? And you know what? That might be for now, but later on, as you grow, or even if you don't grow, just having those things in place is actually really powerful. And, you know, and it's important. It's important for those two employees that you've got those basic things and needs to look after them. So some things might seem a bit extreme depending on what stage of business you're at, but it's a really powerful guide. I see it as being very, very positive. And it will challenge you. Like, a lot of these might challenge you. You might think, oh, we don't want to do that. You know, to give you an example, there's one question in there about who do you bank with? And in Australia, actually, where I've done the majority of my work, there's only two certified B Corp banks that don't invest in, you know, fossil fuels and all this sort of stuff. And that's Beyond Bank and Bank Australia. And when we get to that question, it's always a bit of an effort because you're like, oh, I need to change all the banking over to get these, like, you know, how many ever impact points, two impact points, whatever it is. And it's the effort of that change, you know. But I do think that's really powerful, because when you're willing to make these changes, and it could be that, or it could be some other questions in the assessment, that's where these little things all create a ripple effect in your business. So aligning with the right bank, the right suppliers, ethical partners, you know, to build your business, it really makes a difference. And I just encourage you to look at each of these questions and think, okay, am I willing to make this change? And, you know, obviously I'm an expert in change, so it's not about this change could like really break the business because we're not ready for it, or actually this change is like a quick win, we should totally do this. So you've got to assess the level of change and, you know, look at these questions obviously as a guide. You might not be able to do everything, and that's okay. In fact, you won't be able to do everything, especially in your first go, but it's like, with a little bit of effort, could we make this happen? And I think that's really powerful. So that's pretty much it. It's straightforward for this week in terms of the how. But yeah, I hope that was useful. Thanks for listening, and I'll chat to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to I've Got Your Back, the podcast, and our season one, which has been all about B Corps. I have got a wee gift for you, because I really believe this is going to help so many people and so many businesses. So as we know, there's currently 6,500 B Corps certified globally across 161 industries in 89 countries. And this movement is not slowing down. It's gaining momentum, and it's in momentum. And I really want to gift you a guide that tells you everything you need to know about becoming a B Corp and how to actually get certified. So make sure you download this guide after listening to the podcast and let me know what you think. Chat soon.